You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy was passing along a suggestion to me and Emily to watch this show about kind of privacy and the tracking that technology does of you these days. And so I actually sat down and watched it last night.
Oh, you did?
I did. It's, I guess it's a CNN show.
It's Morgan Spurlock. It's the guy who did Super Size Me, that documentary where he ate McDonald's for a month or whatever.
And he got sick.
He's got his own little series where he investigates things, and this one was privacy.
Yeah, and he started finding out that, there's cameras everywhere, for one thing. That doesn't bother me. I mean, if I'm walking down the street and there's a camera.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not doing anything.
Some people that bothers, I don't care. But this other stuff about all the tracking that as soon as you log on to a website, most of them, in fact, they will start being able to track you and everything that you then henceforth go to on your computer.
Yeah, there's a record of you.
So they'll know everything. So all those times we talk about, hey, is Google listening to what I'm talking about? They don't have to hear the words. They just see everything that you go to on your computer. Mm-hmm. Even when you're not on Google, you go somewhere else. And they'll just say, oh, you went to the the Nordstrom site. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we send you this?
Yeah, little digital breadcrumbs.
The one that really threw me off was your photos. How it logs your longitude and latitude of where you take that photo.
Yeah.
So it'll trace you right back to the exact spot you took that photo. So they were following this guy who was kind of walking around town, taking photos of, neat things, and then posting them to Instagram or Twitter. And they went onto this map and they were just following this guy by his photos. They're seeing where he's been and kind of where he's going, and boom, they could nail him if he was a perp, just by your photos. But the good thing is you can go in and shut all that stuff off, which I promptly did after watching that show. I shut it all down.
Like, Jeremy won't even allow his phone to register his thumbprint the phone.
Yeah, why won't you do that?
Well, that's your thumbprint. And what if your phone were to be hacked and now all of a sudden they have your thumbprint?
Well, it's actually, I have thumb,
whatever, it's your print.
So you think if somebody hacks my phone, they'll get my
print is stored in your phone. So I stick with the keypad, passcode. Hey, the threat is real.
I think
watch that show.
No, you've been watching too many Mission Impossible.
I've probably been watching too many of those shows. I'm freaking out.
What do you think somebody would find if they were hacking through your phone?
Oh, not a damn thing.
That's just it.
They'd find the same loop between Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, and
Kohl's and Costco.
And then,
and then they might get my Netflix password, and I don't need that mess.
Well, what's interesting about it is I think people's default is that, oh, the government's tracking me. It's not. It's, you know what it is? It's the stores that want your money. Mm-hmm. It's all about marketing and retail. And it's all the stores that want every dollar you make. So they want to know what all your habits are, where you like to shop, what you're interested in. They now can go on just from going through the stuff on your website. They can tell you your age, your gender, your race, your ethnicity,
your purchase history on everything.
It's just like having an adorable little brother that looks up to you.
It's an assistant.
Oh,
is what
gosh,
it is.
Is it a big brother? It's little brother.
Right.
It is kind of cool. Like when you walk into a store and then you get an email for that store with a coupon or something. That part is kind of cool.
Thanks, I agree with that.
See?
And in a way, really, some people pay a lot of money to hire a personal shopper. Well, essentially what they're doing is they're becoming a personal shopper for you.
Oh, I became a personal shopper for you, and I didn't even realize it, with that Beatles hoodie that I clicked on, and it was an ad on Facebook, I believe, and I clicked on it. I shouldn't have. But I did to take a screenshot and get the information for you, Dom, so it could brighten up your world. And you got the hoodie, and I'm stuck with all the Beatles ads.
Everything
now
Beatles related
for all these crap hoodies. I'm not gonna wear you.
Oh, opt out.
That's funny.
I want to opt out.
So Mark Andrew, our midday guy, was in the studio yesterday, and he was talking about the whole all the stuff that's going on between Apple and, the FBI and NSA wanting Apple to do this backdoor hack to get into,
a terrorist phone.
San Bernardino,
And they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. We don't want it to set a precedent. And Mark Andrew brought football into it, which I thought was kind of funny.
I know, so rando.
Yeah. He said, but if you think about what he's saying, he's got a good point.
It's legit.
He said, remember a while back with Deflategate with Tom Brady, and everybody was up in arms that Tom Brady had destroyed his cell phone where all this information could have been used to prove whether he had been, a culprit in all of this, right?
Text.
And people were like, oh, I can't believe it. We could have gotten his phone and we could have done all that. And Mark said, are these the same people who are now on the other side saying, yeah, you go, Apple. You don't give
respect
them
privacy.
Yeah, respect the privacy. Don't give them that information. Don't let them get into a terrorist phone. So people who wanted to hack Tom Brady.
Right, over football.
Don't want to hack a supposed terrorist.
A killer's phone.
And I just looked at Mark with a blank look on my face for about 5 seconds. I was like, you know, that's brilliant.
We all kind of went, ding.
He's,
you know, you're right.
Right.
You're so right.
I'm glad his brain works like that, because nobody else would have connected those two dots.
I wouldn't have connected those dots.
At all.
It didn't even cross my mind.
But he's got a point.
Because I was one of those people who was like, yeah, I can't believe he threw his phone away. He trashed his phone. We could have found out all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now when we really need into somebody's phone,
right.
No.
Right, because, you know, overinflating or underinflating footballs is kind of
worth more than people's lives.
It's an act of terrorism to some.
Welcome to America.
Yeah. Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.